welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. We are recording on Sunday, the 3rd of June, 2018, and we've had quite an eventful couple of weekends.
Yes, we have.
There are things that come up in our minds, in our dreams, that normal people...
Maybe nightmares, some of them, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be a nightmare. It's just not like usual people.
We're not.
Not
at all.
And
we've been told that.
We have. And we have decided just to own that because it is so true.
We are not usual people.
Not at all. So how did you get the idea to have a corn crib on the property?
Well, I think every gardener wants a corn crib, don't they?
I've never heard gardeners say that as a general group of people, but
It
may be one of those hidden desires.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. We live on that used to be an old farm. We had an old barn. I think we've talked a little bit about that. And we have some friends that mentioned this farm that had a, well, they have a business and they sell a lot of the similar kind of things like we do. I think they sell some cut flowers and just a really cool little agribusiness. And they have this corn crib that they've made into a corn zebo.
I love the term corn zebo.
Yeah. So, you know, you get it. Gazebo, corn crib.
Heart.
I know, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
So then the issue becomes corn crib. You don't just go to Walmart and get a corn crib.
No, we've driven by lots of them. We live in the country, so we drive a lot of country roads, and you see them every once in a while, but not very much anymore.
No, and let's describe corn crib. We're talking about those wire mesh, heavy duty, as we found out.
Very heavy.
Wire mesh, galvanized top corn crib that was used in the 20s, 30s, up to through the 50s, really, to store corn on the ear still.
Mm-hmm, to dry it out.
Right. So keep that vision in your mind. They are, 30 feet tall, 25 feet tall.
They're different heights, and this one happened to be,
I think about 25 feet
probably
high.
About 25 feet high. It has a really tall top.
Right. It's much steeper than you think
it is.
Until you get involved at
right.
handling it.
It didn't look so big at first.
No, not at all. So we came across the opportunity to acquire said corn crib.
Yeah, we have friends, and I have a friend that is also a gardener, and she acquired some property, and it just happened to have two old corn cribs.
It did.
On it.
And she came to you with a proposition.
She did. She said, I will give you a corn crib if you can move the other one for me.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you very much.
We really love you, Kathy.
Oh, indeed we do.
And now it's a story.
It is a story. This podcast will be dedicated to telling that story of how the corn crib moved 1 mile down the road.
And it sounds pretty simple. Okay, you know, we are on a rural road, so, you know, some of the rules are maybe a little lax.
Because it's not enforced if you're not caught.
Right. So this is kind of a big thing to move a mile, and, you know, you don't move it very fast.
And when we say 25 feet tall, it's also 16 and a half feet in diameter.
Right.
So not something you just pick up and put under your arm and tote down the road.
No. And it was kind of back in an area. Well, when we looked at it originally, we looked at it on a day. It was seriously 20 below zero. It was December 31st, if I remember right, of last year. And it was literally 20 below zero. It was so cold. So it's the dead of winter. And it looked different then.
It did. You might find it odd that we didn't think ahead and think about how things would grow up around these corn cribs and trees would leaf out.
In 6 months.
Yes, between January and the end of May. That's exactly what happened. Spring and summer have arrived.
Yeah. So the grass was tall. The poison ivy was really thriving. It was wonderful.
Yes.
It looked, the leaves were out on the trees.
And so when those trees leafed out, it became obvious how much closer to the power lines.
Right. Yeah. There were power lines too.
So the first and most accessible, if you can call it that, corn crib had a tree leaning on it. It was near other trees that had power lines nearby. And those corn cribs are secured to a concrete pad because their plan is they won't go anywhere.
You don't move them down the road a mile.
No.
No one would have been that dumb back when those were built.
Not at all. They were intended to stay right where they were for all eternity. But not in our world.
No. Opportunity.
Opportunity knocked, and foolishly, or not so foolishly, right, we answered.
We weren't smart enough to think through it a little more, maybe.
So we recruited some help from my brother, Ted, and he took a look at it and said, I think we can do this. He's a man of many talents, and one of them is creativity when it comes to overcoming obstacles.
Right.
So on Memorial Day weekend, the three of us...
And it was 212 degrees, I'm pretty sure.
Give or take 1 degree.
Okay, yeah. So it was... Literally, it was about 96, 98 that whole weekend, the regular temperature. So it was about 120 degrees warmer than it was the first time we looked at it.
So there we are. Picture the three of us in the woods, in tall grass, in 100 degree heat, taking down a corn crib.
Yeah, it was interesting. And it didn't work out exactly. Those of you who are on Pinterest or YouTube, don't believe everything you see.
It really doesn't work like
that. No, you just don't go in and unhook it and, you know, everybody has a beverage and cheering away. And in 10 minutes, voila, it's on the other property and everything looks beautiful.
Yeah, they lie on Pinterest.
That's a big fat lie.
So we started dismantling the corn crib. Ted cleared the area around it, cleared back some of the smaller trees, the tree that was on it. We got all of that pushed away. And our plan was to make this corn crib shorter.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
It was going to make it easier to get under power lines and... and then the one that we took, actually, the one section had a little damage to it, some bend and stuff because of the tree that was on it. So that was fine. You know, we didn't really want some 40-foot corn crib.
Right. So there is a section of those wire panels that is 5 foot tall, and the other section is 10 foot. So we took out... the 5 foot section.
Mm-hmm, we did.
That involved unbolting the two sections from each other while securing the roof part to a tree.
And it was a little rusty.
Little rusty, yeah.
Or a lot rusty.
We weren't sure exactly how it was all going to happen. And then eased the roof off onto the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of landed a little bit on its side. And
it was pretty good, really.
It was not bad at all.
I mean, none of us had ever done that before, so that was pretty good.
I thought it worked out quite nicely.
Yeah.
And we we need to back up just a moment and tell folks that our original plan was to back a 16-foot trailer up to it and ease it down onto this trailer. That plan was quickly abandoned when we could not get the trailer across a berm in a ditch back to the place where the corn cribs were. So we had to adapt very quickly and make a new plan.
And us and Ted are pretty good. I mean, we could have turned around right then, and sometimes I think maybe we should have, but we didn't, because none of us are quitters.
We are not quitters.
It's like, we're going to get that corn crib one way or the other. I didn't know how we were going to get it because we couldn't get the trailer back there, and clearly we couldn't carry it.
So we then, after this top was down on the ground, we took the rest of the wire panels, the 5-foot section off, and it folded up like a taco.
It did, yeah. Yeah, that's not really what we planned.
It's not, but all was not lost. We then propped it up, backed the trailer underneath, not the 16-foot trailer.
No.
We have a 5x8 trailer.
A little tiny trailer.
Small.
Little.
So we balanced that folded up large corn crib roof onto the little trailer pulled by a Kawasaki mule, and away we went down the road.
Very, very slowly.
One edge was dragging on the ground.
There was like sparks flying and stuff.
Not the clampets really. Have nothing yeah. on us.
Yeah, we were, I think we were the talk of Hutton, but yet I think people were kind of afraid to say anything to us.
I think they were. Like,
what are they doing?
What have
And that was just the first act.
It was. There was more to come. So we towed it down, unloaded that with only one small flaw in it that
yeah, it's not
I
bad.
Don't think if we didn't point it out to you, you would not see it. Unloaded the lid, took a little break, and down for the next adventure. We'll cover that next part in our next episode. You definitely want to come back and hear this part.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.